Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Israel's cabinet approving phase one of a U.S.-brokered peace plan for Gaza that includes the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke following that approval.
We know that it's for the benefit of Israel and the United States, for the benefit of decent people everywhere, and for the benefit of these families who will finally get to be with their loved ones.
Netanyahu was joined by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Obviously, bringing the hostages home it's been a priority for President Trump for a very, very long time, and we've all worked very tirelessly to do that.
Hamas agreeing to release the 20 living hostages early next week and ultimately the remains of 28 others who perished. In return, Israel agreeing to release more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and pull back its troops in Gaza to an agreed-upon line. This is ABC News. As almost half of its workforce remains furloughed due to the government shutdown, the IRS has announced new federal income tax brackets and standard deductions for tax year 2026. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The changes are for tax returns filed in 2027. The standard deduction rises to $16,100 for individuals, up from over $15,000. For married couples who file jointly, it is $32,200, up from $31,500. Someone who earns the same income next year would likely owe slightly less in taxes, though the difference may be a few hundred dollars. Up to $15 million is exempt from estate taxes, up from $13.99 million.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced that the U.S. has finalized a $20 billion currency swap with Argentina's central bank. Bessent saying that the swap will stabilize markets and is not a bailout. U.S. farmers have criticized the deal, saying Argentina's profited selling soybeans to China at their expense. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Concern about injured Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Matt LaFleur was asked why the team's place kicker, Brandon McManus, has been added to the injury list.
Brandon McManus listed on the injury report. I'm assuming it's from those tackles that he had to make in the game.
This is not from the tackles, no. Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
I asked McManus what happened to him and the injury to his kicking leg.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes, tried again. Yeah, I just shut it down for the day. Yeah, didn't want to make it worse.
Baseball, Brewers against the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. If Milwaukee wins, they advance to the National League Championship. Next week. If they lose, it's game 5 in Milwaukee this coming Saturday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's called show business for a reason, and oftentimes the business part is what drives creative or really talented people away, such is the case with actor Chauncey Leopardi, best known for his role as Squints in The Sandlot. The actor recently sat down with People.com and said that as an actor, it was the constant auditions and the grind that made him step back from the biz. These days, Leopardi is busy raising his 5 children and running a cannabis business, saying it was a pretty smooth transition as he always had a life outside Hollywood. He also added that he really enjoyed his life as an actor. His credits also include Freaks and Geeks and Father of the Bride. Here's another really cool thing that came out of the interview. Squints says he still keeps in touch with Smalls, Benny the Jet, and Ham. He says they have multiple group chats and not only text quite often, but actually see each other at sports signings and events. Great story. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or two, and a low in the low 50s. Sun's back for tomorrow and Saturday. Highs in the mid-60s. Highs in the upper 60s and breezy with increasing clouds Sunday and another shower chance. It's 60 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Wow, really excited to have our friend Shelley Buck return on the show, and Dana Thompson's on here. Wow, I'm very honored to have you both on the show, and great to see you. And we're going to talk a little bit about your organization, but I just want to say before we get into it, or I'm going to try it now here because, you know, I'm Ho-Chunk and we have the sacred voice, but Owami Mini Yomini. Is that a yes?
Owami Yomini.
Hey, I was close. I want to talk about your, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening, but you know, I've been looking at your videos that have been posting and really exciting. And Shelley, take it away. And Dana, thank you. I feel really honored to have you on the show tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. Shelley, you're the president, and let's talk a little bit about your organization to remind people out there what your organization is and what's it doing. And then we'll bring Dana in here. Boy, we could talk about a lot of things with Dana. I think last time I saw you in person, I did not know this. You're a musician too, and I saw you up at Winona LaDuke's birthday party jamming on the stage with a whole bunch of people, and I'm like, what can't this person do? Oh, wow.
That was a wild day. Yeah, we'll talk about that next time for sure. Yeah. Now you have to have me back on.
Yeah, definitely. But Shelley, let's talk about what you guys want to talk about. We want to amplify the great work that you guys are doing. And again, really blown away by the quality and the great information coming from your videos, too.
Yeah, definitely. We are a Dakota-led nonprofit in Minneapolis working to restore 5.2 acres in the central riverfront of Minneapolis at Owami Yomini or St. Anthony Falls. We are wanting to restore it to a place of beauty, restoration, healing, and belonging for everyone. We are about 65% design done. We're working to start breaking ground next year in the springtime. And we hope to have the land transferred to us from the Army Corps of Engineers by the end of next year. So we have a lot of work to do, but we're also really excited to have Dana with us. She is not only a board member, but our vice chair of the board. And she was just honored by Twin Cities Business as the 2025 Notable Nonprofit board member. She does great work, and we're so very proud of her and honored to have her as part of our group.
Wow, congratulations. I did see that. I got cross-handed there. Dana, I was hitting the applause button here and then trying to switch out, but I'll do it again. I always want to use that button. So it's awesome. Talk a little bit about that award and the significance speaks for itself.
Well, I have been very passionate about the waterfront for a long, long time. I have a deep family history with regards to what I think of as the original highway of the Dakota Territory, which is how tribes traveled for a long, long time. And I was approached to join this board, and I have a long history of revitalizing and indigenizing the area down that is called Ouaumne. And so it felt like a perfect fit for me. And then I found out that Shelley was joining on, and I was absolutely thrilled, and have just been, looking forward to every single meeting. And there have been a lot of meetings. It's a very active board. And, I used to be an executive director of another Native nonprofit, and I know how hard it is. I know how many challenges there are. And so I just love supporting Shelley. I love making sure that she feels seen and checking in and making sure that she has everything that she needs to succeed. Because there can be a lot of barriers, especially right now. So I'm just very, very excited about the cultural revitalization of the area, indigenizing and lifting up Native voices. And I'm really passionate about wellness and food, as you guys probably know. So it's just an honor of a lifetime to be able to be part of something so, so meaningful.
Well, and I know you're very humble about this, but you helped start an award-winning restaurant down there that we all like to go to. And kudos to you for all that great work, all those years, from food truck to great stand-up restaurant there off the river.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm so proud of what I and the team built.
Yeah, definitely. Shelley, so what else here? I mean, you got a great board going on here. I know we talk to your people a lot once a month or at least about the great stuff that's happening there. And then you also have my old friend Barry Hand working with you. So I know things can get exciting too with Barry. So, to put it nicely, but all the knowledge that mm-hmm. comes with your organization is amazing for me to watch from a distance here.
Yeah, definitely. We've been able to do a lot of things with the team we have. We have Barry and Kami who are in our program department. We also have our Dakota Knowledge Keepers who are part of the design team. We have our tribal working group, which are representatives that are appointed by the four Dakota tribes here in the state that we can meet with on a regular basis. And then we also have our program committee to help figure out what kind of things we're going to do. And actually, that's where we got the idea for the Lifeways videos, because we don't have a current space where we can do these videos at or these classes and bring people in and teach them some of the traditional ways of doing things. We started going to some of our team's houses and using their kitchens. We've used my kitchen once, Sage's kitchen, Amanda's kitchen, and we do these Lifeways videos. And we thought, well, not only is this a good way to start our programming now until we get a space, but it's also a way to reach those who aren't in the area, who may be out of state or in a state where their people are not. So we thought, this is a good way to do it, and we can reach more people. And we've been excited and pleased with the responses to it. And we are excited. We are going to be getting an engagement space where we'll be able to have a kitchen and do different things and really expand our programs on the site right across the street from our 5.2 acres. So we're excited about the future for Ouaumne Ohmniokodayapi.
Well, and also I noticed that you didn't mention Barry's Kitchen, but that's fine.
no, but, he won't let us come to his kitchen, apparently.
Yeah. He's too busy killing those squirrels out there and sending me pictures of it.
Yes, for sure.
And you must be on that thread, too. But that's totally exciting. Can you give our listeners out there how they can find these videos and where they can find them and your website, too? And really, we got another minute here, and I'd love to. That would be the call to action for this first segment. And then after that, we really want to get into what's ahead with your nonprofit.
Yeah, definitely. You can go to our website, owamineomine.org. The videos are on there. You can also go to our YouTube channel, Owamineomine Okodayapi. You'll find the videos there as well. And they're also on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. So you can look for those there as well.
You know what I really like about the videos, being a former film and video teacher myself, is the length of them are really, I think, perfect. Keep them short for somebody like me that's like, squirrel, those kind of things. But I like that. Hey, this is great. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're with Shelley Buck and Dana Thompson, and we're rocking and rolling. We'll be right back. And later on, Ruth Anna Buffalo. Ho-wa.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
All My Relations Arts presents Matrilineal Memory by Hopi artist Michaela Schaefer. This powerful exhibition blends painting, poetry, and installations, inviting reflections on memory, culture, and healing. Join us for the opening reception Thursday, October 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. at All My Relations Arts on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Matrilineal Memory runs October 16th through December 13th. Experience the unveiling of an exhibition that speaks to the heart. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a bachelor's or master's degree? Metro State University is hosting two open house events in October. Learn about their bachelor's degree programs on October 20th. Explore master's degrees and doctoral degrees on October 23rd. At the open house, you can attend a session about financial aid and receive help from financial aid staff. Discover how Metro State can help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/openhouse. You belong at Metro.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're with Shelley Buck, president of Owami Mini, and Dana Thompson, we are talking about the great work that's happening here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, and it's really exciting to hear this. Shelley, the group really hasn't been around that long, but I see so much traction happening. It's really exciting to see this.
Yeah, the organization itself has been in existence since, 2016, so almost 10 years. It started out as, St. Anthony Falls Lock and Dam Conservancy. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Friends of the Lock and Dam. then Friends of the Falls. And then when I came on, we became a Dakota-led organization. And we thought if our mission's Dakota-led and our organization's Dakota-led, then why isn't our name Dakota? So we changed our name to Awamni Yomni Okoda Yapi, which virtually means Friends of the Falls in Dakota. And it's really a cool story to see the transition of this organization from when it first was created and its mission then to where we are today. And we're really proud of that. And I think the board members that we have, like Dana and some of our non-Native board members, are just absolutely amazing. Some of the best people I've met in my life, and I'm so happy to have their support on this project. And it's just going to mean so much to Dakota people. I know when I was a tribal leader, so many times I just felt like we were forgotten or erased from our homelands here in the Twin Cities. And to be able to bring not only the Dakota stories back to sacred sites, but also the Dakota language with our audio tour signs we have up. There's 8 of them now. You know, you're actually hearing Dakota spoken on the site again. And it's just, it's so amazing to be able to bring our people home and help them feel welcome. And I hope once this project's complete and with our new engagement space we'll be having, I really hope to welcome all Dakota people home and have them feel welcome and seen again.
That's some powerful words. I want to ask you too, across from where you are too, there's also a sacred island. That's, is it still there, or is it we have to repurpose it, or?
Well, it depends on what island. There's Wetawanahi, or Spirit Island. It is no longer there. They totally destroyed her to build the city around her. But we still have Nicolet Island, which is also a sacred island of ours. But yeah, we are working. It'll be a phase 2 or 3 project for Spirit Island, but we do want to honor her in some way, shape, or form, whether that means we physically and literally build her back up, or we somehow do something else to honor her there at the site.
Wow, good words. Dana, how do you fit in this? This is exciting news, and what do you do? Do you like seek out funding? Tell me a little bit about what you do as vice chair.
Well, I support the chair of the board, and I support Shelley and everyone else. And I think of myself as someone with a lot of soft leadership, so I can make suggestions based on my own experience every chance I get to sort of frame it through a more Indigenous lens. I try to do that because we do have some non-Native board members. And it doesn't come up a ton, but when it does, there's a really easy way to just soften it and make suggestions. Right now, we are working on a campaign to kind of fill the gap for some of the funding that we need to do this extraordinarily huge project. I mean, it's some prime real estate, and we want to do it right. We want to make it a place where it's back as close to the original land as possible, and also that it's usable for everyone. Right now, there's nowhere to really engage with the river, and that's pretty tragic because it's a powerful thing. I mean, Awamni means laughing waters. It's all about the beautiful waterfalls that were there for so long. And there's a lot of story to tell. There's a lot of other Indigenous stories to tell as well. And so I try to weave that in when I can, but our team is extraordinary. And you had mentioned Barry Hand. He's got a head full of stories. Like, he can go and go. So we have a lot of fun together, and you know, it's lightness and humor and fun, and I try to infuse that into my board role.
Well, I know Barry always introduces me to new people and says he's Ho-Chunk, and did you know they eat people? And I know exactly what Barry Hand's up to there. Well, it's exciting, Shelley. Can we, once we finish this project, I know this is a big a big lift, can we do something about Bidote down there? I have a boat on the river, and when I drive that by that island, it's a lot of times sad for me.
Yeah, it definitely is sad. And I'm a big dreamer. I like to dream big. I have big plans, and I want to take over the world. So I would love to see more sacred sites along the river from Ouaminiomene down to Wakantipi, just really done in the right way, in a Dakota way, with Dakota knowledge keepers, Dakota people at the center of the project from start to finish, not just a little meeting here or there and they get a little stipend. We want to actually have Dakota people in the process from start to finish, the heart of it, and getting paid market rate like any other consultant would. So that's my goal. Obviously there's no plans right now to move any further than this site that we're at, but yeah, I like to dream big. So I wouldn't be surprised.
That's great news, really. Can one of you speak on the term land back? And I know there's a misunderstanding about it, but also there really is a land back. I know just recently there was some land donated to me, and we're going to put out a sweat out in White Bear Township. So there is real land back, but it's also a way of thinking too, not just the physical land mm-hmm. back.
Yeah, with our site and our project, I like to say land rematriation or land reclamation. So many times when people hear the word or the term land back, it's a negative thought that they have. And honestly, to be true land back, you have to give it back to the original stewards of the land. Giving it back to just someone else doesn't mean it's true land back. It's just a land transaction at that point. So mm-hmm. I just like to use land reclamation or land rematriation, because what's at the heart of it is the ability to be able to take care of the land and do our ceremonies and be one with the land again, like we did in our traditional ways.
Yeah, Dana, I think too that there's that land back that's happening just last 5-10 years. I really feel like, and then also we're taking control of our own verbiage here. When people want to do a land recognition, that's not for us. We know who's from this land.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that just echoing what Shelley said, thinking about it with eyes on the future, what's going to be best for our children and our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, is the way to think about it. You know, I mean, nobody wants the world to burn down. So thinking through an Indigenous lens is better for everyone in the long run. And I think when people start to understand that, it excites them and makes them feel happy, because it makes them feel connected to the land, the plants, the animals, everything around us, which mm-hmm. is a healing mechanism for mental health.
Absolutely. Hey, Shelley, we only got a few minutes left here. I wonder if you could just give out a call to action is how people out there in Radio Land can come and see what you're doing. And mm-hmm. so give us the website and the Facebooks and everything else to our listeners.
Yes, definitely. It's Ouaminiomene, Ouaminiomene.org. Our socials, let's see, Facebook is Ouaminiomene Okodayapi. And then our Instagram, I believe, is just Ouaminiomene. It may be Ouaminiomene Okodayapi. Not 100% sure on that, which is sad to say. But yeah, go to those. You can sign up for our newsletter from our website. Keep updated on that. And hopefully before too terribly long, we'll be having some volunteer opportunities. So if someone wants to volunteer, keep an eye out on the Facebook or the website, the Facebook, the Instagram, and our newsletter for when those become available sometime probably next year.
Wow, that's great. Dana, you got the last word before we let you guys go. And maybe you can talk about a little bit what was going on backstage at that concert. No, just kidding.
Next time we'll have a music session. I can come on the show with Keith.
Yeah.
That'd be good. No, the last word is that we're doing some pretty exciting stuff, and I think the community.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Israel's cabinet approving phase one of a U.S. brokered peace plan for Gaza that includes the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke following that approval.
We know that it's for the benefit of Israel and the United States, for the benefit of decent people everywhere, and for the benefit of these families who will finally get to be with their loved ones.
Netanyahu was joined by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Obviously, bringing the hostages home it's been a priority for President Trump for a very, very long time, and we've all worked very tirelessly to do that.
Hamas agreeing to release the 20 living hostages early next week and ultimately the remains of 28 others who perished. In return, Israel agreeing to release more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and pull back its troops in Gaza to an agreed-upon line. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Concern about injured Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Matt LaFleur was asked why the team's place kicker, Brandon McManus, has been added to the injury list.
Brandon McManus listed on the injury report. I'm assuming it's from those tackles that he had to make in the game.
It is not from the tackles, no. Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
I asked McManus what happened to him and the injury to his kicking leg.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes, tried again. I just shut it down for the day. Didn't want to make it worse.
Baseball, Brewers against the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. If Milwaukee wins, they advance to the National League Championship. Next week. If they lose, it's game five in Milwaukee this coming Saturday with sports on Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One battle after another seems to be the movie with the most early Oscar buzz. According to Variety, the critic's darling and really fun movie start to finish is on track to potentially receive as many as 14 Academy Award nods. If it happens, it would tie the record for the most all time held by Titanic, All About Eve, and La La Land. Six of those nominations could come in the acting category. Five of the potential acting nominees are well-seasoned, if not previous winners. But the big story is breakout star of the film, Chase Infinity, who could draw a Best Actress nod. Her two female co-stars, Regina Hall and Tiana Taylor, are favorites to draw nominations in the Best Supporting Actress category. Leonardo DiCaprio is expected to be nominated for Best Actor, with co-stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro possibly receiving Best Supporting Actor nominations. That would give the film six nominations for acting, which is unprecedented. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or two, and a low in the low 50s. Sun's back for tomorrow and Saturday. Highs in the mid-60s. Highs in the upper 60s and breezy with increasing clouds Sunday and another shower chance. Right now, it's 58.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, farmers across the country dealing with the Trump tariffs. We talked to a farmer from southwestern Missouri, Will Westmoreland will join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, we are with our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo. It was great to see you in person, Ruth Anna, today. Thank you so much for being on, and really, I appreciate your flexibility of being on when we need you, and I really, really want to say I appreciate that to our listening audience. So they're my witness. Ho wa. Great to see.
Yeah,
great to see you. You were running around doing your meeting thing there, and it was great to see you today. I was at the gatherings having a fish sandwich, which was a delicious. Welcome.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. Dosha. Hello, and Madzigadads. Thank you for having MIWRC on.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I just happened to Google what's going on in the Twin Cities native-wise, and it came up what you guys are doing. It's really cool that you're making a lot of noise here, with some good stuff, and especially with what's going on upstairs there and how that's transforming things to really 24-hour service to our relatives that really need it.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely thankful to be able to help serve the community. Still so much more work that needs to be done, but we are, you know, just trying to do the best we can with what we have in front of us, and definitely an opportunity to continue building, but learning so much about the housing process, and really commend those that have been here in the community and who have been working on housing issues for decades. You know, it's definitely admirable because it's so much, and learning these housing systems and the ins and outs and of, like, say, for example, Fair Housing Act or Fair Housing Law, you know, so it's definitely been a good learning experience for sure.
Yeah, and there's a nice article in the Circle about this, and it's really nice to amplify things that are going well in our community, because we have so many struggles at times, and so it's really great to hear what Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center is doing through you and with you and with all the great workers you have. It's just I enjoy, we know each other from your past life as a politician, but I really am excited and enjoy talking about this because of the great work you guys are doing here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Yeah, thank you for sure. It's been quite the journey, and there's so much more to do. And like you mentioned, there's just a really good, great team here, and we appreciate all of the partnerships with the community. Whether it's formal, informal, you know, we appreciate, like, the WEX workers, and that's a partnership with the Mille Lacs Band. Mm-hmm. We have a partnership with Red Lakes Minobie Clinic, looking to expand, you know, and we have the mobile medical unit from the City of Minneapolis Health Department here every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just so many good things happening, and it's really true. And it's a really good point to shine light on a lot of the good things that are happening. And then I stopped in at Powell Grounds today after a meeting at the Indian Center. And they have really good iced coffee over there. I had a chocolate, usually it's iced chocolate. I usually get a raspberry white mocha iced, but they were out of raspberry there. And so I had a chocolate strawberry iced coffee, and it was really good. But on the way out, I saw a lot of beautiful flowers, so I picked some up for our staff, and
They're from a lady. It's a partnership with the senior, the elders group. They had a table up, but they were shutting down, and they had some really vibrant, beautiful flowers. So that's one of them, but I was able to get three of them. But it's from the lady that has a house on the corner there by the elders apartments.
Is that Diana Grooms?
Might
Diana
be.
Diana Grooms. Yeah, I saw that today, too. Also, nice. With your coffee intake, we could probably do 2 hours of the show, right?
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, we were here last night, like 8 o'clock, and I found an iced coffee tall can in my fridge back there. So I was really, but, you know, just drinking some coffee, but it was starting to get dark. So staff decided it was a good idea to leave the building at that time to get up again today.
Well, what I enjoy, too, is amplifying, before we get into that, amplifying the great work that you, your organization does. And I want you to get out there, the website and how people can donate before. Because, you know, I have some timers. Sometimes I remember and sometimes I forget. So I want to get that out there before we move on.
Yes, for sure. I'm looking at a schedule up there. MIWRC, our website is miwrc.org. I was just looking at our schedule there. We have trying to keep track of all the different things happening in the building, and it's a good thing. We have Indigenous Peoples Task Force, their youth programming is on site about 3 times a week. And so also wanting to make sure everybody's safe and feels safe and protected in the community here. But yes, miwrc.org is our website, and we're thankful for everybody's continued support. MIWRC has been a pillar in the community, and it's been a huge responsibility and task and huge delight to help move things forward for MIWRC and continue the good work of previous leaders and generations, and definitely take this responsibility very serious. But yeah, we have lots of programming going on, and it's pretty busy here, and we're thankful for the community's support, and there'll be a lot of training and updates coming. And so, there's lots of things in the works.
Yeah, that's maybe we can talk about that next segment. But one of the questions I wanted to bring up, too, is that we're going to have Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. And are you guys going to get your float in the parade again here? Or is there going to be a comeback for that? Or are we just doing a march without floats?
In May, right?
No. It's Indigenous Peoples Day Monday, the 13th.
Is there a parade then, too?
I think so.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. Dang, we totally missed that one. Unless we can get in, but yeah, it's so crazy. Like last night I was like, had that feeling of like, we got to start preparing for the float and the parade. But I was like, it's not till May, but wow, I'll have to look into that and see if.
Yeah, look into that. I might be sending out to 200,000 listeners the wrong information. So yeah. That for me. But I know it's people, it's Indigenous. I know it's Indigenous People Days on the 13th, and there's a lot happening on the avenue. And I know there's a powwow, at the Indian Center. And so there's a lot of fun things happening.
Yeah, for sure. Like I heard people talking about the powwow today and the sunrise ceremony Monday. Yeah. And this weekend is lots of basketball activity. In St. Paul with the Indigenous Family Weekend festivities, and they have a MMIR basketball game and awards. So, yeah, it's a good time to raise awareness on MMIR, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. And we know that, unfortunately, our Native women continue to be targets, especially, for predators, especially our unsheltered Native women and children. So it's definitely something that we continue to pay attention to, and raising awareness for sure, and prevention is important. But being located here in the East Phillips neighborhood in Ventura Village, we know that Unfortunately, there are a lot of bad actors and predators in the area, and we know the community is continuing to take action and work together to protect the community.
Yeah, definitely. And your organization definitely does that. And we're going to be heading up where it's going to be getting cold again. And I know you and other organizations really reach out to our unsheltered relatives that sometimes, you know, people are one paycheck away from being unsheltered. So it's really important. And again, I want to bring up too that your organization's been around 40, and this is a 41st season. And that's just amazing in just for that, is that you've been around that long.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm super thankful for our founding members of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. You know, they came together way back when, 40 years ago, like you mentioned, to think ahead, you know, seven generations ahead for, you know, the health and safety and well-being of our American Indian women and families. And we know within our tribal communities that Native women have always been held in high regard, and we are just thankful to still help any way we can to keep the people, you know, keep everybody safe and protected, mm-hmm. and get to a place where we're thriving instead of just surviving. And we look forward to the day when we have everyone, you know, free from addiction and are living in abundance and in our cult, in our language and our traditional ways and values, and where there will be no more unsheltered. Everybody will have their own homes and be growing gardens and singing songs. And, you know, we just look forward to that day when that happens, because it will happen.
I really like that the way you feel about that. That's really part of leadership, is to lead us in a good way. In the next segment, I'd really like to talk to you a little bit about, you know, we do talk about this in fun and jest, but really how you take care of yourself and your family, and to stay on an even keel, and the good things that you do to protect your soul, because it can be a very sad situation at times, but also keeping it positive like you do. I'd like to talk a little bit about that in the next segment, if you don't mind. Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're with Ruth Anna Buffalo, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
All My Relations Arts presents Matrilineal Memory by Hopi artist Michaela Schaefer. This powerful exhibition blends painting, poetry, and installations, inviting reflections on memory, culture, and healing. Join us for the opening reception Thursday, October 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. at All My Relations Arts on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Matrilineal Memory runs October 16th through December 13th. Experience the unveiling of an exhibition that speaks to the heart. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Across Native communities, voting is a tradition that brings generations together. Make Voting a Tradition, or MVAT, helps families and neighbors learn about elections, including ranked choice voting on November 4th in Minneapolis and St. Paul. With ranked choice voting, you can rank up to three candidates, giving everyone a stronger voice. Through trusted relationships, MVAT helps neighbors and families get involved in shaping the future of their communities. Vote together. Stand together. Learn more at makevotingatradition.org.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a bachelor's or master's degree? Metro State University is hosting two open house events in October. Learn about their bachelor's degree programs on October 20th. Explore master's degrees and doctoral degrees on October 23rd. At the open house, you can attend a session about financial aid and receive help from financial aid staff. Discover how Metro State can help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/openhouse. You belong at Metro.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here with our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And welcome, Ruth. And I know we talk a lot of the great things that you guys do, but it also can be taxing. And what do you and your family do to really protect your soul? I know you do a lot of fun things together, whether it's go see the Lynx play basketball or play basketball yourself. I know your son's a baseball player, and you know, those things really do matter to keep things in perspective.
Yes, for sure. Just trying to get outside any chance I get. You know, sometimes I get sucked into the computer or the office and don't really get outside unless there's a fire alarm, you know. I'm just kidding. I'm like, oh my gosh, the sun feels amazing, you know. But I think just maintaining communication with friends and family. My mom was out here last week, and it was really beautiful to see the staff and everybody sing her happy birthday and surprised her with a cake. It was during last Friday, the fall market. So any time you can spend with family, the fur babies, our babies, of course, and watching the kids, you know, do what they love. I think just being outside, but just even being in the comfort of our home, you know, and being with family is really, really important. And that's kind of what keeps me rejuvenated. I'm supposed to be going to a couple different places this weekend. Got invited to go out of the country, but and then also to another place for some healing and retreat work, inner work, but I may have to just sit these ones out and stay home and rest, you know, be with family.
Yeah, and that sometimes is you have to plug in again. And I don't know why I always think this, because you're fairly tall and you played basketball. I always bring that up, but are you still playing a little basketball here, keeping things going, or have you been too busy?
Too busy. I mean, I'll play horse with the family every now and then. My dad was in town this past summer, so he was out there in his cowboy boots playing horse and 21 with the kids. But I'll do 21 every now and then. Our dog, our Boston Terrier, really likes to try to go after basketballs, so it's actually helping the kids get quicker and more skilled with their ball handling. But
what about the chihuahua?
He's doing good. We put a little sweater vest on him today, a little thermal Native design vest on him today.
Well, we had two chihuahuas. I don't know if you remember this, but years ago we had two chihuahuas, and one of them we wouldn't let me move in our bed, and we had to he bit me in the head once, and the other one was just such a lover, and it was really the personalities were way, way different, but we miss our chihuahuas for sure. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're lovely to have. I know it's, my husband jokes and says the cat and the dogs are like a trifecta around me, because if I'm on the couch they were the same way with my dad when he was here, but visiting, and then in the bed, yeah, we let them sleep with us. So one's by my hip, one's down by my feet, and then one's over here, you know, the cat. So
I know. Yeah. It's great. I mean, really, whenever I see somebody's animal passing or whatever, I always comment and say family and put a heart, because really, they're not only our relatives, they are our part of our family. And wow, I'm getting teary-eyed on this. Really, they are.
Yeah, it's so true. They are. I mean, they always try to jump in the car with me when I'm leaving, or the Chihuahua, he'll kind of prance around like he's the escort, you know, like he's leading the way and I'm following behind him, but he's strutting, leading the way. So yeah, I follow.
I know that. It's funny too. We had a Chihuahua, Mickey, and we couldn't let the other Chihuahua go without a leash, but Mickey we could, and we'd say, hey, come back here, and he'd come back here, and he kind of walked around like he was really proud that we let him off the leash. It was really, really quite funny. I don't think we were hallucinating. I think he really was proud and kind of sticking his tongue out at his brother.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. It's beautiful, because like sometimes we'll be feeling like realizing like, oh my gosh, we're not really saying anything to each other, or you know, just the communication. And then we're like, oh my gosh, it'd be so cool to hear what our dogs and cats are thinking or saying. So we'll have fun narrating at times of like what we think they're saying.
Well, soon enough, I think we can get assistance from ChatGTP or something to find out what these dogs really are saying.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, for sure. Because like sometimes my husband and son would joke and say, even when our kids were younger, like, I think Jordan's really side-eyeing me. He's side-eyeing me. Like, no, he's not. You know?
That's hilarious. Well, and then, you know, we have grandkids now, and the girl Summer, she definitely side-eyes me every time she comes over here, which is really funny. The boy's happy to see me, but the girl kind of side-eyes me like, are you going to take good care of me this time? Are you not going to throw me around accidentally, right? It's like, oh, hope my daughter isn't listening today. But yeah, that's the whole relationship that that we talk about as being native too. I mean, this just fits in that, you know, Father Sky, Mother Earth, and all the creatures that are our relatives really truly are our relatives.
Yes, 100%. I remember growing up hearing stories of long ago, and just different things about the animals back home, whether it was the deer or bears. But yeah, beautiful stories that for sure provide a deeper understanding of the connections and just the beautifulness in it all.
Well, I like, you know what I like is, you know, you see some old pictures from, you know, a long time ago, and people are, natives are in front of a teepee, and then on the right you see some ratty old dog, but they're like part of the family and they're in the picture, you know, from way back.
Yeah. Even like pictures of the ancestors back then, or the relatives holding foxes, or, you know, like just different dogs, you know, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know it is. And we feed the animals back here. So we have raccoons, possums. And I mean, we're inner city. We're in between St. Kate's and St. Thomas. We're right by the river. So chipmunks, the squirrels, the raccoons, and then the birds come too. And it's just really, 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 really cool, you know, to be kind of part of that and knowing that we are part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree 100%. And this time of year is so beautiful outside. Like yesterday, I got to drive up to St. Cloud for a meeting, and just seeing the different color leaves and the water, and it was nice to kind of get out of the city for a little bit. But yeah, for sure. There was a coyote spotted near our neighborhood, not far from us. And it was in one of the Facebook neighborhood pages, but there was video of a coyote that was resting in a softball field. And my husband at first said, no, that's not real. Cause we saw another one before where it was just a kind of like to keep rodents or keep things out of the field. Mm-hmm. But this one was real yesterday. Coyote, not far from us.
Well, Ruth, we only got like 30 seconds left. Can you give out the website again? People can find out more and donate to your great organization.
Yes. Find more information on Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center at miwrc.org.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the fun talk here about our relatives. That was fun. So, hey, thank you. Have a great night. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Ho, if you're listening to the show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk about the new Civic Media sports show, Make the Call, with Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr is in the house. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A judge ruling today, keeping President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Illinois for 2 weeks. The judge finding no evidence that there is a danger of rebellion in the state. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court heard arguments over whether the president had the authority to take control of 200 Oregon National Guard troops that he had planned to deploy to Portland. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a federal grand jury on bank fraud charges following pressure from President Trump. The Israeli government has approved the first phase of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire with Hamas.
In Israel, an outpouring of joy. Jubilation over the deal that is expected to bring home the remaining hostages who have been prisoners of Hamas for more than 2 years.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Today, for the seventh time, the Senate failed to advance a House-passed funding bill that would end a government shutdown. This is ABC News.